The message was clear. Lay down your arms and stop the rebellion against the British crown, or otherwise be prepared to have your cities burned and your lives in peril at the hand of an advancing army. The story of what took place next is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the Crop Tour Finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Although the United States declared its independence in 1776, the war to secure it was still taking place in 1780, and the outcome was far from certain for the new nation.
Neither side was winning. Washington hadn't won a battle in over a year, and so the Crown activated what they called the Southern Strategy of the American War, to come in through Charleston, sweep through the southern colonies, and come up through Virginia, encircle Washington, and bring an end to this conflict.
Michael Henningsen is president of the Abingdon, Virginia Muster Grounds Committee. Major Patrick Ferguson led the British troops into the Carolinas. People living in this area were about to be touched by the Revolutionary War for the first time during the conflict.
He sent a message to the leaders that said, if you don't lay down your arms, we're going to march over the mountain and lay waste your cities with fire and sword, point blank.
As Ferguson and his troops moved into the interior of the Carolinas, those living here, who were mostly in favor of independence from the crown, began to mobilize.
The call to arms went out all through the area, whoever could come in the southern colonies. At that point, the new southern states.
The Abingdon Muster Grounds, where we did this interview, became the gathering spot for men to meet before heading to meet Ferguson's forces. This was an important initial mustering spot to organize the militia that would ultimately win key battles to secure American independence.
So as they headed down the trail, they were added to all along the way.
Farmers and hunters from the woods and hills of the Western Carolinas began to join the moving and growing band of men headed toward the border of North and South Carolina. They eventually would meet the British forces at Kings Mountain, a place that was a key victory for the young nation. The story concludes next time as we travel the countryside in Abingdon, Virginia. I'm Andrew McRae.